they had the ability, who owns the property now or in the future, to make an improvement, an incentive would be that there's a tax abatement in place. Can we, should we be able to?
Suppose they don't improve it, and then you have this wrecked piece of property there.
That would go to 12, where am I looking, I'm sorry. The other one we did tonight, which was substandard housing.
That would go to that.
Well.
Yeah, we skipped over it, unfortunately.
Did we?
I was wondering, am I the only one who didn't hear it?
Is it not intentionally, but we can.
It's on my agenda.
It's not on mine.
Are you looking at the one that was in the blue?
You didn't look at the one in your blue book.
Then what else is in the blue book? I thought I did.
If you
here's what we did. Yeah, I guess I did. I got marked on it. I don't know. What we did was we reappointed or reinstated who should be on that, as well as a council mayor appointee, and we're trying to have our first meeting on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, a week from tonight. Yeah, and it has who the people are borough ordinance that work for the borough, and that it's part of a volunteer. They're not getting paid more to do it. The chief of police will be on it also, myself and another council member. And, you know, there's different discussions in how to move forward. One is take it on a case by case and finish that one until it's done. Another is to do a more, for lack of a better word, a shotgun approach and, you know, evaluate what this one's going to be and how long that would take and try to move on all of them at the same time. So that'll be discussed at the Wednesday meeting. Yep.
Okay, our second question. Are you really going to put speed bumps on Highland Avenue? Why don't you take that money out of that contract and use it for Valley?
Speed bumps were on $600,000.
No comment.
I mean, really. You know where you need the speed bumps? At the end of South Peak Street and over by the church where the kids rush out like crazy. I don't live there anymore, so I really don't care if they ever have a speed bump up there, but I just think it's useless.
We've had this discussion.
I know we've had this discussion, but, you know, it hasn't been done, and it's still in the process.
Okay.
You know, you still can probably take it out.
Thank you, Ms. Bucko. Carol Custer?
Carol Custer, 38 Central. I just have a couple of issues. Regarding the area, Central and Bay, Snug Harbor, the sand, mud, whatever you want to call it, and the flooding is worse than ever in the last several months. It's not just because of the storms, heavy rain even. I know that big project was done there, and of course now we have the handicapped corners, you know, which are always loaded with water. So I don't know how it's going to help somebody who's handicapped. But I'm really concerned with the flooding. Like last night was horrendous. It was way up the street, up my block. Now we talk about Valley. Everybody has their own issues.
And we're not talking about Valley. We're talking about Valley Bay.
Yeah, Valley Bay, right. But our area, and Kevin can vouch for this because he lives in the area. The area is worse than ever, and this—I don't know where the sand and dirt is coming from. If it's coming from Monmouth Hills, and there's something going on, you have something, something in the works. It's got to be corrected. But I don't understand if it was coming just from Monmouth Hills, how it would be so bad in the last 3 months. I mean, and the drains have got to be cleared by the borough workers. Whoever's supposed to do that should have been out today doing that. Clear the drains. You know, shouldn't really be the people in the area that do that, and we do that. But something has to be done about that flooding at that intersection, because I was primarily responsible years ago for that evacuation route by Havana, so that we would have a way to get to Shore Drive. But when it floods, that area is getting a lot of water over there. And I mean, last night I know a woman told me she parked the car in the municipal lot and waded through, and she lives in the condos down on Beach Boulevard. I mean, there was no way to get down there. So the engineers really ought to start thinking about what can be done with flooding at that intersection. It's worse than it ever was. And Jones Creek is all filled up, but I don't think that's totally responsible.
That's part of it. And we're in the process of working on that too.
Another thing I'm going to ask for the council's help with was suggestions. It's common knowledge that a lot of people in town put cones or garbage cans in front of their property so they have a parking space. And with the taxes that the people pay, certainly they're entitled to park in front of or near their property. Now, as of last Friday, I understand Chief Blewett directed the police to remove the cones and put them on the sidewalk, whatever. Now, I'm really upset with that, and I know a lot of other people are too. I don't have a driveway. If you have a driveway, it's a different story. But I don't know what the answer is, unless we're going to get permit parking. Because in the summer, it's horrendous on my block, I know that. And you have the Clam Fest for 4 days. If I didn't put cones out, I wouldn't be able to park near my house. And I resent the fact that all these people come into town, they're all outside, just park in front of your house, because I've seen it done. And we have to walk and find a place wherever we can. And a lot of times you can't find a space unless you're like 4 or 5 blocks away. And I'll be darned with the money, the taxes that I pay and everybody else, we should have to do that. Now you have the bike tour coming up. And personally, at some point, I think the council should really explain to the taxpayers what actually do we get from the Clam Fest with the inconvenience that a lot of us put up with the lack of parking. Now, my father's house has been for sale, not because we want to sell it, but because we have to, for medical reasons. And realtors have told my realtor that a big detriment to that is that we can't get a parking space in front of his house, especially when they show it on weekends. Now, how fair is that? That house was built 84 years ago. It's the oldest house in those 5 blocks. Now, that to me does not make sense. I spoke to Joe Blewett before the council meeting. I said, what's with the cones? He said, it's a state law. You can't have anything in front of your house in the street except a car. Now, do you have any suggestions, any of you?
No, you can't trump a state law. You're not guaranteed a spot in front of your house. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, why but then that's reality. Were certain people granted parking permits in other areas of town?
It's on a case-by-case basis, and they're not there anymore.
Well, I would like to apply for it. Do you have to pay for that permit parking?
I don't believe so. But who is it parking down in your street? It's your neighbors, right?
Oh, it's anybody. Like the Clam Fest? It's anybody.
Well, the Clam Fest is 3 or 4 days of the problem.
I don't care.
But what about the rest of the time? Who's parking in front of your house?
It's anybody like, well, that comes. If the neighbors have a party, I'm out. My father has been ill. I think it's common knowledge. Some neighbors know it. And I've come home 12 o'clock at night. Somebody's having a party going on that I wouldn't be able to park there if it wasn't for the fact that I have cones outside. And I resent the fact that the police took them away.
Just to clarify, at this point, nobody's getting a permit that isn't a handicap permit.
Correct. Medical.
Nobody's getting permits for just I want a permit.
No, it's downtown. They were not handicapped people that got them in front of a person, Doris, and it's, I'm sure. They got them because of the commuter, ferry, lack of parking.
I believe that was resident parking only. It wasn't specific permit.
It wasn't for a spot.
In your house.
It was if they were resident.
I'm not talking about handicapped. I'm not looking for handicapped.
No, but what he's saying, Carol, is if I had the same resident parking permit, I could have parked in front of your house.
Exactly.
It wasn't exclusive. It wasn't like...
Didn't give you a spot number.
A handicap permit's not like that either.
And we take them away, so at this point, they no longer exist.
Well, with the handicap, a handicap goes with your placard. No, certainly does. Yes.
Well, a handicap gives you a spot in front of your own house.
That's right.
Right. The residential parking that was down there was not in front of the house. It was just that you were a resident.
But why all of a sudden are the police removing cones? This has been going on for years.
Because at the meetings you weren't at, the last 3 or 4 people came in and said they couldn't park in their block because people are blocking spots off for days at a time. And the chief brought up that's illegal in the state. So he, because that's a law, he has to uphold the law.
But who would be, please clarify, who would be putting cones out if they didn't live right in front of that house? Who would be doing that?
I didn't say they didn't do that. I said they would do it for days at a time. And they would block off spots, some of them in rental properties. So the chief upheld the law. Now, nobody's allowed to do it.
All right. Now, I have another question with reference to the possibility. Like I say, I don't have a driveway. I'm in the process of getting a new sidewalk because I have to, because my other one is falling apart. regarding that parking in front of your driveway, which is going to come up at the next meeting, F says, markings for the driveway shall not exceed the minimum necessary clearance to safely ingress and egress the driveway. Now, at the end of my property, as you're looking at it on the right side, my neighbor this way has a driveway. So my new sidewalk is going to end right at that point where their sidewalk starts. Now, therefore, they can't mark off. How wide, in other words, can a driveway be? Are they going to be specific footage?
For residential, it's 8 to 18 feet. One driveway, no closer than 2 foot to a side property line.
Well, my point is that if somebody, like my next door neighbor, if they want to park in front of their driveway and they have a truck, for example, that comes, you know, if they're allowed to, well, I know they have a van already, that's going to be partially in front of my property then.
Then they can't park there because they can't park in front of your driveway.
No, that's my driveway, my house, my property. Yes. I don't have a driveway.
You said you were going to put one in.
Pardon me?
No, it's a new sidewalk. New sidewalk.
No, whatever there is. I mean, I had an occasion here where I could not fit in front of my house because they had a van, you know, that came and was parking in front. I just think that something really needs to be done because there's a parking problem all over town.
Right. If you gave permits to everybody that is a resident, then you couldn't have any guests come down to and stay where you're supposed to be staying or on your block. Because every time the weekends come, there's no room in this town.
Municipal lot, then. Go to the municipal lot.
It might be 10 blocks from your house.
It may not be there. What about if you live down on Seadrift, then you have to walk to the municipal lot to get your car parked there. That's what you have.
But I mean...
There's no way that everybody...
There's no answer.
So what then is the fine? Does the borough attorney know? What then is the fine if you continue to put the cones out?
I don't know. We'll have to look what the state law is, but you're obstructing a public road. And by the way, even with cones...
Wait a minute. I'm not obstructing a road. It's in front of my house.
If it doesn't matter, because somebody can pull up and move those cones, and you can't say anything about it, whether it's the police or not.
Well, how can you find out the fines for the next council meeting? Because I'd like to know.
The check of the police, right?
Sure. Yeah, the police.
What section it is and exactly?
It's got to be Title 39.
Right. It's under 39, but exactly what that ordinance reads.
It's not an ordinance. It's a state law. So Title 39 of New Jersey statute.
What does that state? That portion of the state law?
I can find out.
No. Okay. My last question is: what is the mayor and council doing to save the taxpayers' money in view of this horrendous budget that we're now facing? We're way over. Right?
No.
Didn't you say we
not even close.
Did I hear incorrectly something about $8 million in expenses and $6 million raised in taxpayers' money?
No.
Yeah. You did hear that, but that's you didn't understand it.
Yeah, we're not over.
Eliminate that part. What is the council doing to save taxpayers' money? That's my last issue.
Me personally, I'm not drawing a salary as mayor or councilman.
I don't mean you specifically.
Just asked us what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
All right.
I'd start layoffs tomorrow if we could, but we already did that. We have overtime now that could pay for a new borough hall if we look at the last payment of bills. So we're managing that.
What did you say, Nick? You have what?
If I took away overtime, I could build a new borough hall.
Who's getting all the overtime?
Because right, it's public knowledge. You could ask for it tomorrow morning at the clerk's office.
I have nothing against any borough worker.
Me neither.
A couple of years ago, I was at a council meeting. And by the way, Tim Hill has always returned my calls about any issue that I call.
That's good. I appreciate that. That's his
job.
He
does. He solves any problems, whatever. But I had made a suggestion. And again, I have nothing against the borough workers. But I had suggested freeze borough salaries for a while. They need money too. But you know what? Taxpayers also. I mean... People are hurting. Really
many of the unions did take a zero.
Pardon me?
Many of the workers did take zeros.
Not what do you mean take? I mean...
Zero, no increase for new contracts.
Many, but why can't it be a total freeze then?
Well, put it like this. The unions negotiated, most did take a zero. If we started tomorrow and we said we had to start laying people off, you'd have a line of people out here telling you why you shouldn't lay people off. You're never going to please everybody.
Well, I don't know. I think it's at the point now with the way the taxes are and stuff that something radical has to be done.
Please.
There has been significant changes that this mayor and council has implemented. Mm-hmm. We have a privately contracted garbage collection at a significantly reduced cost.
Uh-huh.
We have gone to the New Jersey State Health Benefits Program at a significant savings. We have laid off quite a few borough positions here in the last, I guess that was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years.
We are down to 4 people in public works. We are down to...
That includes Reggie or no?
Yeah. 2.5 people, not counting the borough clerk, 2.5 clerical positions in the main office. The council has done a lot to try to reduce costs, as well as going after every possible grant that they can get funding from, including just recently receiving the approximately $600,000 grant for a new fire truck.
Which will replace two.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's fine. That's
the council
is that okay?
Is continuing to try to reduce costs.
And by the way, Frank, just for the record, the reason I haven't been at the meetings is because I'm physically exhausted.
I hear you. I work 60 hours. I understand.
For 2 years. Okay?
Okay.
And
that's fine.
He is my priority.
As would be mine.
But not being able to park in front of my own house, I know it's going to happen, and it's going to piss me off.
I know it's, and as sure as you're sitting here, I'm not anyone that's sat in this chair before. I'm telling you, you're not allowed to park there as a guarantee. Those are the eyes you usually look into when you hear the truth that isn't pleasant.
And
you'll never be a guaranteed spot.
Not as bad as Long John's when it used to be there, right?
Yeah, well, Long John's was easier to take care of, believe me.
Mr. Mandra?
It was.
I got a question on Bayside Drive. We've got water coming over again. You can't dig out the ditch due to the fact they put a fence up. And the water is starting to come over. Another month it's going to start getting cold. We're going
to
have
We hope to have the road repaved by then. We're waiting for an agreement.
The last part.
We haven't had an update from the ExxonMobil, but we'll take a look at what's going on there.
ExxonMobil was up the other day, and they didn't do nothing. They said they're waiting for the town.
No,
that's not true.
That's not true, Don.
I'm baloney with them.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be paved.
Don,
months ago.
We're trying, Don. We really are.
Yeah, but I mean, right now, I don't know if Exxon's going to dig the ditch out.
Exxon's going to put up a curb that will stop the water from passing.
Well, the water, the ditch is all filled up with sand right now.
They'll send the guys down.
Yeah, send the guys down to get out.
Well, they can't get in. They got to take the fence down.
It's a part of the fence, Don.
Yeah, that's no big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
It's no big deal. They'll take it down.
They take a day or two.
Yep. Claudette?
I just wanted to formally thank everyone for taking care of 5C Drift. I really appreciate you guys doing it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shaman?
Well, I was going to say anything, but I wanted to actually thank you. When I saw that, my request made it on the agenda so quickly. So thank you very much.
We try to react. We can't see everything, but if you come and tell us, we'll try.
I truly appreciate it.
No problem.
Given that it's meeting number 3 on that. But I was wanted to FYI just tell you we did go to court with that ticket.
Okay.
And the judge waived it.
Okay.
Like, no questions. It was really great. So I contributed $15 or $40. But other than that, it was great.
Well, that sounds reasonable, right? That he did that for good.
Yeah, it's fair enough. And so,
good.
Again, you know, my request was to be more proactive so that not that I mind paying the $15, but it takes a lot of time.
Sure, sure. And if you have any other things that happen, we encourage everyone to come to the meetings. Our emails are on the borough website. Don't be, you know, shy. Let us know what's going on.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
It's good to hear good things.
Yeah.
Well,
that's two in a row.
Again, I mean, you know, we all work with our situation. So, thank you.
I got one more. Mr. King?
Yes. I know a lot of people are worried about parking in town. And I know at the last meeting, I'm sorry, Terrence King, let me see you. It was mentioned that maybe the parking would be extended to South Marine Place. I know that would certainly help the parking on Cedar.
We're looking at that right now.
My renters mm-hmm. would have no problem parking over there.
We're asking the chief for a couple criteria, and we're also looking at both sides.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. I'll offer to adjourn.
Thank you.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. O'Neill. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.